Hello everyone and welcome to Money Control. My name is Abhas Sharma and we are back with another episode of Tech Up, a weekly podcast on the latest in gadgets, personal technology, AI and everything in between. The AI landscape keeps changing almost every day. And while Google has been a dominant force when it comes to AI, it does seem to be playing catch up in terms of eye-catching features. Not anymore. At its latest Cloud Next event, Google unleashed a whole new set of AI tools and features. In this show, we will be focusing on what all Google has in store for users, enterprises, and anyone and everyone who wants to use its AI tools. According to Google, we are officially entering the age of inference. In other words, AI isn't just going to be reacting anymore, it is going to be thinking ahead of you. What does this mean? Well, let's start with Ironwood, Google's brand new 7th-gen TPU. This is not just another upgrade. It, according to Google, is a foundational shift. Now, why is Google calling it a foundational shift? Ironwood is designed specifically for inference, meaning it's built not just to give you outputs, but also to interpret, generate insights, and basically act like the sharpest tool you've ever had. Each Ironwood chip delivers a staggering 4,614 teraflops. And if that number means nothing to you, try this. Customers can scale up to 9,216 chip pod. That's about 42.5 exaflops. If now all those numbers suddenly sounded gibberish to you, then let me put it in perspective. Ironwood chip is 24 times more powerful than the world's current fastest supercomputer, El Capitan. That's a whole lot of power. But it's not just about raw power either. Performance per watt has been doubled compared to last year's TPU, which Google had announced, and each chip now packs 192 GB of high bandwidth memory. That's almost 6 times the memory of its predecessor. Now, if you're wondering why does this matter? Because thinking AI models like large language models, mixture of experts and real reasoning agents need serious compute. Ironwood isn't just feeding the beast, it's actually optimizing the entire kitchen. Let's talk about the new what Google is doing on the model front. Google introduced Gemini 2.5 Flash, what it is calling a workhorse model. It is optimized for low latency and cost efficiency. So think of this as the model for high volume jobs like customer support bots or real-time data processing. What's smart here is that Gemini Flash can adjust its thinking budget. This means that the model can take more time for complex queries and less for simple ones. Or in case you're a control freak, you can manually fine-tune the balance between speed, cost, and accuracy. Google has made Gemini Flash a lot more smarter. But as I spoke at the beginning of the episode, these are still don't seem like eye-catching features. So let's talk about creativity. Because Google is not just making spreadsheets smarter, it's teaching machines to sing to your tune. Literally and metaphorically. Lyria, Google's text-to-music model, is now available in Enterprise Preview. How does that work? Well, all you need to do is type in a prompt, for instance, like late-night bebop with dizzying sax solos, and Lyria will spit out a full-on jazz track that sounds like it came from a smoky club in New York City. It has been designed for creators, marketers, podcasters, and brands that want custom music without all the licensing drama. You can set the tone, pace, and even instrumentation. Then there's Chirp 3, Google's upgraded audio model. It now can do HD quality voice synthesis in over 35 languages with 8 speaker options. But hang on, it gets even cooler. Chirp can now clone a voice from just 10 seconds of audio. think of a personalized call center or brand voices that don't sound like robots. That's what Chirp 3 can do. And that's not all. Chirp can now also isolate and identify individual speakers in a conversation. So you can say goodbye to any messy recordings with voice overlaps. Again, this is also about enterprise and brands, but what about people like you and me? And that's where perhaps the most impactful updates for most users are happening, inside Google's workspace. Updates that would affect most of you who use Google's popular apps and services on a daily basis. Google has now made Gemini has been baked deeper into apps like Docs, Sheets, and Meet. Now, these are apps which you and I use on almost a daily basis. For example, in Docs now, Gemini can suggest edits for tone and clarity, as well as summarize long reports or even generate podcast-style audio overviews. Yes, your documents can now finally talk, and that too with just a few clicks. That's what the power of latest Gemini brings to Google Doc. That's not all. Even Google Sheets gets more muscle. You can ask things like simple things like show me Q1 sales trends and get auto-generated charts and summaries. No formulas, no fuss, just a simple text prompt, and Gemini will do the needful. Google Meet has also now gotten an AI glow up. AI in Meet can now capture meeting notes, generate summaries, and even assign action items. What this does is that frees you up to focus on the actual conversation and not your keyboard. So yes, Gemini will now be able to take notes, and you don't have to bother about taking any further notes when you are during a Meet call. Google, of course, and with AI, you're always worried about security and privacy. Google has taken care of that, as it's adding an AI-driven threat detection across workspace apps, so your data gets more privacy and security as well. When you talk about AI, ethics are never far behind. And all this AI magic which Google wants to bring comes with a certain amount of responsibility. So what's Google doing about that? Google is actually embedding SynthID, DeepMind's invisible watermarking tech, into every image, video, and audio file that has been generated by its creative models. Now, we have seen in the past that AI-generated images and videos have been misused. What Google is doing is that by putting these watermarks, it is eliminating that risk. It's a quiet but an important move, as AI content has flooded the internet and will continue to do so. It is an effort to keep things transparent, traceable, and hopefully out of the deepfake hall of shame. So what's the takeaway from all this? Google is not just making AI faster, it's making it more proactive. Its models are getting sharper, the chips are getting stronger, and the tools are embedding themselves deeper into our workflows. From music creation to business insights, Google's AI stack is aiming to become your go-to co-pilot. No pun intended to Microsoft. Whether you're running a company or editing a Google Doc, Gemini, and the other tools, Google wants you to use them. But this is, as far as we know, all on paper right now. The real test isn't in the keynote. It comes in the use case. Will these tools really change how we work, create, and communicate? Or they are just shiny demos waiting to fade? We'll be watching closely. That's it for this episode of Tech Up. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to Money Control. Until next time, I'm Abhas Sharma, and I'll see you next week. Thanks for watching.